Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin Files. The smell of sausage, the sound of vacuum cleaners, and text that has been fed through a computer dominate the 10-minute play competition at the English Theatre Berlin. Maxwell Flaum and Brandon Wolf produced 5 short plays by emerging playwrights responding to the title Berlin Was Yesterday, expatriate traffic from the Kaiser to Kotti.
They illuminate.
We took bits and pieces of each piece, both in the stage design and the content, and from there we kind of molded a one-hour performance piece to avoid kind of a competition, but we wanted to sort of get a more holistic experience of what these pieces were actually saying. And we wanted to open up this space as well, because we usually do, you know, theater in the summertime at the Grolitzer Park that moves throughout the entire park. So that's kind of become our trademark, and that's what we wanted to do here as well.
Maxwell and Brandon, who belong to the performance group Shakespeare im Park Berlin, urge the audience to keep moving throughout the entire theater space, including the foyer and the backstage toilet, where the actual writers of the plays fry up currywurst and French fries.
Refresh.
In picking the plays and then trying to think about correspondences between the plays and building an evening of all these plays together, what came out for us was an eating competition.
The food is consumed by 3 actors who look like a cross between cartoon athletes and superheroes. They shove the food down their throats, while the text of each play appears on a large screen and is read by Maxwell, Brandon, and Alberto, dressed as choir boys sitting high above the action.
Carrot, tear, wood, Murray, female.
The directors came up with an algorithm to determine the reading pace of each text, so that each play, regardless of its word count, lasts 10 minutes. The performance starts with Culture by Emil Gamsharik, a piece that sketches blunt parallels between a Turkish, an Arabic, and a German family.
TV is showing Turkish junk pop.
In a lot of ways, this piece becomes a sort of structuring apparatus for the whole evening. It begins at the start of the night. It's been fed through the computer, and the piece itself is sort of about a cultural fry up or a cultural flattening, or what was the word we used the other day? Verwurstung?
Kulturelles Verwurstung.
Yeah. And so what does it mean to really pump the kind of beauty and specificity through some kind of apparatus that ultimately we're left with sort of stereotypes and a certain emptiness?
Other plays deal with bodybuilding in the GDR, or a random streaming text imagining a walk from Kaiser to Kotti in Kreuzberg. The 10-minute play competition, directed by Flaum and Wolf, wants to provoke and address a couple of questions surrounding the hyped expat experience in Berlin.
What does it mean to have a playwriting contest? What does it mean to build a space that's all about privileging certain expat quote-unquote voices and not other expat quote-unquote voices?
You know, these days, I mean, I've been in Berlin 8 years now, and it's changed drastically, you know, and there's this whole movement to sell it as something that I don't personally see it as, and I think a lot of people don't see it as, and even this competition is kind of trying to sell that story. What are all these English speakers doing here, and what's their story, and what's the gig? And the New York Times is doing it, and kind of everyone's sort of jumping on that bandwagon.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.